The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings. Every morning when I come to IMC, I pass by IMC's redwood tree. There's one redwood tree here. And this part of California has redwood territory. Those of you who don't know redwoods, they're massive, can be massive trees. The tallest, oldest trees, some of the oldest trees in California and tallest. And the one on our property here, the base has a diameter of about 10 feet, over 3 meters. And these massive, mostly they grow straight up, very, very straight wood trees. And at the base of them, the trunk far up is really stable. It's firm and rooted and has very wide roots. It has shallow roots, and those roots go out very shallow. And together with the roots and the weight and the straightness of it, the bottom of the root of the tree is very, very stable and unmoving. And when you get up to the very top, you see it gently moving with the wind. Even with very strong storm winds, you see it gently moving back and forth, giving in to the wind and coming back to center and kind of giving in slightly and coming back, always coming back to center. And I use this as an analogy for today's topic, which is equanimity, that it's possible to find within oneself a deep stability, a deep steadiness, that and rootedness that keeps us firm and upright and allows us to kind of move gently with the winds of the world and the difficulty of the world. Of course, we're influenced by it, but the influence of it, we can kind of just kind of be moved by it and come back to center because we have ballast. We're grounded in a place of stability and equanimity. And this stability gives us the equanimity that allows us to kind of be wise and not caught by all the different winds of the world as they come along. So that's why at the beginning of a meditation session, and for now, is it's useful to give attention to your posture. And ideally, you would find a posture that really is not just comfortable to sit in, but is a posture that provides stability, a physical stability. And classically, that's sitting in the cross-legged position. And because it creates a very nice tripod, a firm, wide base upon which to support the torso. But it could be other postures as well. If you're sitting in a chair, it can be helpful to have your feet, both feet, soles of the feet, firmly on the ground. So that provides a kind of stableness, stability. And to feel perhaps your sitting bones, pelvic bones on the chair or on your cushion. Feel how the weight of your body settles down into where the chair, the ground, your cushion receives your weight. And this is kind of the beginning of the process of arriving here, being present here, but doing so with evoking some degree of stability here. And then to feel your torso. And maybe there are small adjustments to make in your torso, so it too can feel a little more stable, steady, a little bit more grounded, where the weight of your torso settles downwards by relaxing and softening, relaxing the shoulders, relaxing the chest, relaxing the belly. Because the more relaxed and grounded and more our weight is held low down, the more stable we are, the more tension we carry. The tension seems to be often the upward lifting and brings the weight up higher in the body, in a sense. It makes us more brittle or more vulnerable to the winds of the world. And perhaps you can soften the muscles of your face. Softening around the eyes. And perhaps you can pay a little bit of attention to the back of your neck. Perhaps lifting up the back of your skull to make a little bit more space between the last vertebrae and the skull. And that sometimes pulls the head back a little bit and also tips the chin down. And perhaps gives the head a little more of a firmer, balanced place on the shoulders. And then without breathing more deeply than usual, just a normal breath, as you exhale, let go, release a little bit more at the end of the exhale. So the exhale gets extended a little bit. And in that extension, that release, a further settling, a further relaxing of the belly. A further settling of your weight. And then feeling whatever sense of solidity, stability there is in the body. And this sense of the being grounded and rooted here in the body is a process that can begin preventing the mind or thoughts to be pushed around by the winds of the world. We're more resilient. We're less likely to live in the world of thoughts and stories, predictions of the future, memories of the past. And if we do swirl around in our thoughts, it can be helpful to also settle the mind. Here, it's the mind, and maybe is more like the water, and the thoughts are the surface waves of the water. And to allow the surface to become calmer and stiller, imagine that as you relax the mind, the surface spreads out in all directions and becomes flatter and flatter, stiller. Perhaps by relaxing any tension associated with thinking. And if we're disconnected from our bodies, it's all too easy to get swept away in the winds of our thoughts, the waves of our thinking. Partly because the mind gives a kind of priority to thinking. And the task of meditation is to give priority to the present moment. And often that is helpful to do so through the body. So you might become aware of your breathing. Not so much looking at the breath from the control tower, but to settle oneself, settle awareness into the experience of the body breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. And perhaps as you exhale, let yourself settle into some stability at the end of the exhale, the body settling. And as you inhale, if you're feeling the breathing in the torso, to feel the expansion, the firmness, the filling of the torso with air, as if you're feeling a solid, strong trunk of a tree, the trunk of your body. Feeling the strength, the stability here in this body. As you exhale, letting go of your thoughts and letting go into steady, stable rootedness in the body. And in this stability and rootedness of the body, not to make anything a problem. Don't make a problem of anything that happens in your mind. As soon as you make something a problem, you're caught by it. Perhaps just let it be the wind that blows by. Stay rooted in your body. Stay with your breathing. Let go of any concern or preoccupation with your thoughts. Let the thoughts just blow right by. to the degree to which there is stability, stable in the body, inner stability where we're less likely to be caught up in our thoughts and preoccupations, the absence of preoccupation can give room for the heart, can give room for our love and our kindness, our care. And one of the simple ways of talking about pointing to a possibility of practice is the instruction, be still and gaze upon everything kindly. Be still, softly still, quiet, and gaze upon everything kindly. Be still and gaze upon yourself kindly. Be still and gaze upon others kindly. Be softly still and gaze upon the whole world kindly. And as you do so, may it be that for this day, that you offer your support for all beings, all people, who are working for justice for all. Offer your support for everyone who is working for the health of others, people in the front lines of COVID-19. May you offer your support to those who are in the front lines of justice, those who are in the front lines of Black Lives Matter. And may you offer your support to those who have different views of your own, those who are even opposed. Offer your support at least in terms of your willingness to gaze upon them kindly, as hard as that might be. May it be through our kind gaze, our stability, that we offer to stand in solidarity with all beings peacefully, lovingly. And may we bring forth the kindness, peacefulness, and call to justice that lives inside of all beings. Let us help others find it in themselves as well. May all beings be free.